You ready? Okay, so joining me after the Bernard Tollett Cup final victory is Banbury captain and man of the match, Lloyd Sabin. Lloyd, something like 5 years out of six, you've won the Bernard Tollett. A tough opposition today, Aston Rowan, but you were really clinical with the bat.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, sort of 5-6 years on the trot, we've sort of been thereabouts. But I think this year's one's probably been the most pleasing. Obviously, you saw we've got a real young team. We could have easily picked two or three lads who haven't played any games to come in today, but stuck with the same team. Some really good young players coming through. So, no, that was really pleasing against a good Aston Rowan team.
I was going to say that actually within this interview that you did do that. You did have an opportunity to pick some of your main sort of first team home counties players, but you didn't. You stuck with the side that have got you here, and they didn't let you down, these youngsters, and there's some really good young cricketers at Banbury.
Yeah, no, we're really lucky. I mean, we've always had sort of good young players coming through. And the three today all performed really well and contribute to the game, which I think is really important. They played in last year's final as well, but probably didn't have the opportunities to contribute, whereas this year, when it was their turn to shine, they absolutely smashed it. So, really pleasing.
I'm going to talk about your good self. Another fantastic innings today, 74 off something like 40 balls, all those sixes out of the ground. Talented cricketer, but it's not just about you as a player and a captain. It's about how you lead this young side. And you must be proud not only of your own performance, but the way that the young side listen to you and you work as a team.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think over the last sort of 5-6 years I've been doing the job, we've tried to create a really good team culture, which everyone's bought into. Yeah, today was really pleasing, but ultimately you've got to have the lads to buy into what we're looking to do, and everyone's done that. So hopefully we can continue to do that and try and keep winning some more trophies.
I think the important thing to stress here, the young side that you've mentioned, you were up against an Aston Rowan side that actually put out a pretty strong side today. You know, lots and lots of home counties, first team players in there. And your young players, and I know Banbury have got this sort of mantra, if you like, of bringing through young cricketers. But your young players, they didn't freeze on the big stage with 400 people watching. They were every bit as good as everybody else within the side today.
Yeah, no, I think coming here today, Rowan looked really strong. They are a strong team. With respect to the other teams we played in the past, we probably felt this was probably going to be our toughest final. For the young lads to come in, they didn't freeze, obviously. They just got in there and done their stuff, treated like a normal game. It was really good to see. So, absolutely happy, yeah.
And just finally, the last question. We've had 18 months of absolute hell with COVID and such like, and we did manage to get a final in last year, played at Banbury, of course, and the game there against Oxford Downs. But to play, have an opportunity to play at a place like this with a crowd of 300 or 400 in the ground, it's one of the most beautiful grounds in the country. Very, very fortunate to have the opportunity to play here.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've summed up yourself there. Yeah, the ground's absolutely top draw. The wicket actually took me by surprise a little bit. In the past, when we've played here, it's probably been a little bit slower and a little bit lower. But, I mean, the wicket was quick today. And they've obviously done a lot of work to it. And like I said, the scenery is unreal. Weather's perfect. So, no, really lucky to play here. Everyone was really excited. And so, hopefully the Bernard Tollett can continue here. It's a good day to look forward to.
And needless to say, you'll be looking to be back here next year for number 7.
Absolutely.
Lloyd, thank you very much. That's Lloyd Sabin, the Banbury captain, man of the match today in the Bernard Tollett final. Banbury winning this game then by 37 runs to win the Bernard Tollett Cup with a victory over Aston Rowan from Wormsley, the gorgeous surroundings of Wormsley. Thank you for listening, and we wish you a very good night. Good night.